On the left appears a print of two standing cranes, their beaks a bright orange pop of color within an otherwise restrained palette of white, black, and gray. To the right of this print is another, which features two bright white egrets silhouetted against a stark black background, shot through with white stripes of rain. Both the crane and egret are traditional subjects within the Kachoe tradition. Cranes are symbolic of longevity, honor, and good fortune, while the egrets indicate grace, nobility, and dignity. However, these traditional meanings would not likely be known to the Western audiences that purchased these works. Instead, the background of abstract geometric lines in the crane image illuminates the influence of modernism in the 1950s when it was made. At this time, movements such as abstract expressionism were gaining international recognition for the United States. One can imagine that Western audiences would be drawn to the Art Nouveau style of sinuous line work used in the egrets and plants in the image on the right. This, combined with the elements of Art Deco's bold contrasting colors and crisp geometric lines, could simply signal a modern sensibility to its Western audience. Popular in the 1930s, when this image was made, the Art Deco movement built on elements of Art Nouveau and celebrated the achievements of industry, as well as luxury objects made of rich materials such as ebony and ivory. Western audiences would have purchased images such as these in a variety of ways. They could be bought through American dealers at auctions and ordered through catalogs that accompanied exhibitions. They could even be found in the aisles of local Macy department stores. The print Egrets in Night Rain, for instance, has the red seal of the New York-based Shirmuk Art Company, which worked closely with the Shinhanga publisher Watanabe Sozaburo to reach American markets. It should not, however, be assumed that cultural exchange at this time occurred in only one direction, west to east. Indeed, when Japan reopened to global markets in 1868, its cultural products were widely popular in Europe and the United States. To understand the kind of cultural transfers happening when these prints were made, walk around the corner to the second image along this mezzanine wall, where you will see a print of bright purple irises.